Fentanyl deaths starting to fall in Orange County, say local leaders. Orange County municipal and law enforcement officials came together May 16 in Aliso Viejo as part of a Fentanyl is Forever campaign, educating the public on how to prevent overdoses from the dangerous drug. Citing data from the state's Department of Public Health, officials with the Orange County Healthcare Agency discussed the prevalence of opioid overdose-related deaths, which they say has increased by 675% in the state between 2018 and 2022. Board of Supervisors 5th District Representative Katrina Foley, who is spearheading the awareness campaign, highlighted how Orange County in recent years has seen a downwards trend in opioid-related deaths, thanks, in part, to local efforts. "We do think the numbers are coming down, mainly because we are starting to educate people more, getting the word out more, especially to our youth," Ms. Foley said. There were 647 fentanyl-related deaths in Orange County in 2021, which dropped to 555 in 2022, according to Ms. Foley, citing the most recent data available. Statewide, such deaths have increased year by year, with fentanyl overdoses more than doubling from 2019 to 2020, rising by 50% the following year, and most recently increasing by 8.6% in 2022, with 6,473 related deaths recorded, according to State Department of Public Health data. "It takes just a small amount of fentanyl to kill, an amount equal to just 2 grains of salt," which the supervisor said is why so many are dying, as the drug is increasingly found laced in prescription pills and recreational drugs. Orange County Fire Authority Fire Captain Matthew Levesque said there have been incidents where paramedics accidentally came into contact with the drug during calls for service and were sent to the hospital for treatment, because even touching the deadly drug can be life-threatening. "We have had situations where our first responders have contacted fentanyl and other substances that have had an effect on them," he said. He noted that the use of naloxone, a drug commonly used to reverse the impacts of opioids, has been instrumental in treating overdose victims. "It's one of our medications that immediately has a life-saving effect," he said. Deaths due to fentanyl in Orange County youth ages 10 to 24 years also fell between 2021 and 2022 by over 50%, with 45 deaths recorded in 2022 versus 98 in 2021. As the drug continues to dominate the streets, accounting for more deaths nationwide than any other drug, according to officials, local efforts to educate residents on how to administer naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan, may help reduce deaths. According to Robin Rush, founder of the nonprofit Recovery Road, which offers drug treatment services in Orange County, most are unaware that the treatment has no side effects. During the 90-minute presentation Thursday evening, speakers noted how Narcan can be administered to anyone, even someone who may not have opioids in their system. The medication is dispensed through the nose, like a nasal spray. A second dose is typically required 1 to 2 minutes after the first. Empty or used Narcan bottles should be retained to allow first responders to determine how much of the medication was used on someone suspected of overdosing. Orange County residents can pick up the medication for free in several locations, including Recovery Road in Anaheim, Twin Town Treatment Centers in Laguna Hills, and The Purpose of Recovery in Tustin, on select days. More resources can be found at fentanylisforever.org.